Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with our life support outreach ministry, our life support outreach church, and our prayer room ministry. And we're so delighted to be here this afternoon. We're getting ready for our doxology right now. Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with our Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. And I'm so delighted to be on our radio broadcast for our worship service on today. I just give God all praise, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order now. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 94. Psalms 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs. O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shew me thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thy heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that taxes the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teaches man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thought of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastest, O Lord, and teachest him of thy law. I have just read you the first 12 verses of Psalms 94. May God richly add a blessing to the readers of his, and the doers of his most holy word. Let's see. We're going to have a song here in just a second. Let me start playing. Oh, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace this afternoon, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today, God. Lord, we come now, God, just giving you all the praise today, giving you all the worship, giving you all glory today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we surrender today. Hallelujah. We surrender today. We give it all to you, Lord. We surrender, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you today, God, to take over and take control of this service, God. Take over today, God. Take over, Holy Spirit, and take control of it today. Let your anointing fall today, God. Equip us today, God. Let your anointing fall today, God. In the name of Jesus, let your power fall on us today, God. In the name of Jesus, just equip us, God. In the name of Jesus, let me decrease today, and that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit may increase and minister to us on today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, we need you, and we can't make it without you today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, send your anointing, God. Send your anointing today. Send your anointing down, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send it down, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall this morning in the name of Jesus. We just thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God. We give you glory right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you today. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone today, Lord, under the sound of my voice, God. Bless them right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to take control of this flesh of mine in the name of Jesus and use this vessel today in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you today. Lord, and I ask you right now, and I'm going to bind this strong man. I bind the strong man. I bind up the strong man. I bind the strong man. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. On assignment, your assignment is canceled. I bind you up. I cast you out. I command you to go. Take your hands off of it. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, take over this service. Take it over, God. In the name of Jesus, we can't do this. I can't do it without you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory today. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. So let it be. Hallelujah. We give God praise and glory today. We just magnify the Lord on today. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I give God all praises today. All the honor today. All the glory. Hallelujah. He's an on-time God. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God for every opportunity and every chance I get to even just say his name. Every chance I get to call on him, every chance I get to worship him, every chance I get to testify, I thank God for that opportunity, for this opportunity. God is such a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I have so much, so many things to be thankful for, to be grateful for. I have so many things, Lord. I don't even know where to begin. Hallelujah. But I'm here today with a day I never seen before. Hallelujah. And I thank God. Hallelujah. He's so worthy. I thank him for this day. I thank him for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. I just thank God today. God is so good to me, y'all. I just have to slow down because with every breath that I take, I just want to praise him. With every breath, every step I make, I want to praise God. With everything down in my heart, I want to give him glory. I want to worship him. God has been just that good to me. Hallelujah. And I can't help myself. Hallelujah. I just can't help myself. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop giving him the praise, giving him the glory. God is good, and he's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. He's worthy, I tell you. God is worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. With everything that I have, I love Jesus. Hallelujah. With everything that I have, from the bottom of my heart, in the name of Jesus, I love him today. Can't nobody do this and do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. I just give God praise for his anointing today. I just give God praise for his anointing. Hallelujah. I just give God praise for his anointing. Hallelujah. I give him praise for this worship that I have for him. I give God praise for the worship on me. I give God praise today for allowing me to worship him today, for allowing me to praise him today, for giving him all the glory and giving him all praise today. I thank him today. Hallelujah. His anointing has fallen on me today. Hallelujah. And I give him, I give him praise. Hallelujah. This worship, hallelujah, belong to God. Can't nothing else do me like Jesus. Nobody can do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. I give him praise for today. Hallelujah. This is my testimony for today, this worship that I have. Hallelujah. For the Lord, this worship that he's given me. Hallelujah. I just praise him. Hallelujah. 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 I give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. Today, God. Today, God. Today, God. Today, God. Hallelujah. I worship you today, God. Hallelujah. Today, God. Not tomorrow, but today, God. Not yesterday, but today, God. I give you worship today, God. I give you praise today, God. I honor you today, God. I glorify you today, God. This praise down on the inside. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 yeah, 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 hallelujah, yeah, God, hallelujah, yes, Lord, hallelujah, thank you and thank God, hallelujah, for every gift, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, God, yes, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. I give you praise on today, God. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, God. Thank you for that anointing, God. Thank you for your anointing, God. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Yes, God. I give you praise on today, God. I give you the worship. I worship you today, God. Thank you for taking over. Thank you for taking control. Thank you this afternoon, God, for taking over, taking control, God. Thank you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you're so worthy. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for how you watched over us all night last night. Thank you this morning that I got eyes to see. I got ears to hear and a mouth to praise you with, God. And I just thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being the lifter up of my head, God. And when my head is down low, God, and I just thank you this afternoon, God. I give you praise. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you praise. This is our testimony part of the service. Hallelujah. If you have a testimony, this is your time right now to testify. Hallelujah. God is a good God. He's so worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God is so good. Hallelujah. We ought to worship God. We ought to want to worship God. We ought to want to praise God. We ought to want to give him glory. We ought to want to just lift him up. We ought to just bless his name. We ought to give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give you glory today and give you praise today. Give you worship today. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you, Lord. We magnify your name. We give you glory today. We just thank you today. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Worship you, God. I worship you today in the beauty of your holiness, Lord. I worship you today, God. I bless your name today. I lift your name up today. I praise you today. Oh, I love you today, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I give you glory, Lord, and I give you praise. Hallelujah. Glorify your name today. I glorify your name, Lord. I glorify your name, Lord. I lift your name up, Jesus. I bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Glorify your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today, God. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you, God, for letting your power fall, God. Thank you today, God. I give you glory today, God. Hallelujah. Glorify your name. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there any testimonies before we go on? Hallelujah. Amen. I guess I'll play another song before I go into my message. Just give me 1 second. Thank you.
This is the Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans, and I'm going to get ready to go right into the Word of God. I just give God all praise today. I give him all the glory and all the honor today. He is such a good God, and he's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Well, y'all know I've studied, and I talked and talked, and God gave me some about, and it doesn't matter because I know how he works with me. So this morning, this afternoon, we will be, I'm going to be coming from John, St. John chapter 12. St. John chapter 12. Verse 26. Maybe 27, but verse 26. If any man serve me, wait a minute, forgive me, Father. Lord, I ask you today to just move me from myself, Lord. Holy Spirit of God, I ask you to use me. Use me, this vessel, Lord. Speak through me, Holy Spirit. I know nothing of myself, but it's only by you that I can say anything. This is your word, not mine. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him with my Father honored. Amen. Yes, I just had to have a topic. Y'all know I don't, God, anyway, I just say serve God or serving God. I don't have a whole lot, but serve God or serving God. How? Now, let me ask you today, somebody, and just think about it and meditate on the word of God. Serving God. How can we or you serve the Lord? How can we serve God? How do you serve God? Now, we sitting around and we thinking about how to do this, how to serve him, how we think God wants us to move and do things. I do this all the time. Some of us have a gift to serve. Some of us, God has given us a gift to serve. I'm just speaking the words that God give me. I don't have this stuff wrote down. I'm just speaking what the Holy Spirit is bringing up. God gives us gifts to serve. You know, I'm not going to say anybody can't do this, but everybody can do it, but they have to do it under God's guidance and with him. But if you want to serve God, you got to be obedient first. First thing you got to do, you got to love God with all of your heart. In order for you to be willing to be obedient, to obey what God say do. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you want to serve me, you got to be able to keep my commandments. You got to be able to do what's right, what he tell you to do. Keep the commandments of God. Keep his statutes. You know, he got this roadmap right here, this Bible, for you if you want to serve God. But we have all these different bosses on our jobs and stuff. We got different bosses. You know, we work for different people all over, and we want to be the best we can for them. And we just give God this little stuff, a little time here and there. We don't do what we should be doing, but we do what we want to do. We don't keep his commandments like he want us to, but we do it here just enough to get by. You know, God said, love one another, pray for one another. He said, if something is affecting me, your brother, sister, we should feel it. We should be one to go and help them, and we should be wanting to serve them, because, you know, when you serve man, and I'm talking about helping and loving and doing what you can to help somebody, you're serving God. This is a part of serving God. We have to keep his commandments, but we have to show enough love, because those are the last commandments he left. Love one another. We got to love one another. We got to love each other. We got to be able to be our brother or our sister keeper. You know, people don't want you in their business, pray for them. You ain't got to go say what happened or how this happened or do this or do that. Just do what you need to do to help somebody to serve God. You need to serve God. And when they get to watching you or seeing what you're doing, they don't want to be able to serve God. When you go around and you help people, bless somebody, do something good for somebody, just pray and ask God, can you be a blessing to serve? God will open the door for you to serve. God will open the door. And see, when you do these things, God have promises. He's blessings of promises that he's going to do when you be obedient and serve him the way that he wants you to.
He wants you to be instructable. He wants you to be teachable. He said, if a man serve me, let him follow me. He wants you to be able to follow him. He wants you to be able to be teachable. He wants to be able to instruct you on things. This is what God wants you. Some of us got so much big head and so much knowledge, we don't want him to tell us nothing. We don't even hear the voice of God. We hearing ourselves. We can't do that and say we want to serve God and that we love God and we keep his commandments. No. You need to humble yourself and let God open the door so you can serve him like you're supposed to. These are things that we got to do to serve God. We need to be his disciple or student that he may teach us. We have to ask the Holy Ghost to show us, lead, and guide us. This is how you serve God. Humble yourself. Nobody. I'm just a mouthpiece for God. I just want to do the best that I can to do what God called me to do. This is what we got to do in these last days. We got to serve God to the fullest. We got to be able to serve God to the fullest. We got to be able to be taught by God. Man teaches us, but God speaking through me to tell you anything that I'm telling you. I'm not trying to tell you nothing or anything out of my flesh because I don't know nothing. Believe me, I don't know anything, but it's God that knows everything. It's not about me. Don't hear me, hear God through me. Because I ain't nobody without him. I can't say one word without him, but this is the word of the Lord. Serve God with all of your heart. Do the best you can to serve God. I'm telling you, this is what God wants. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Obey the words of God. Obey the will of God. Do what God tells you to do. He got promises to give us, to bless us when we serve him and when we obey him the way we're supposed to. And I need everyone to pray for me at this time. You all be praying for me because I feel a pull on my spirit. So be praying for me. Hallelujah. You have to obey the master. We employed by God. We can be an apostle, a prophet, a bishop, a pastor, a preacher, whatever in leadership that we are, we still got to serve God. We still got to obey his word. We got to do what he's called us to do. We got to be a watchman on the wall. We got to know and hear the voice of God when he says, serve me now. I need you to do this. And I need you to do that. God is calling us to do the things that we're supposed to do for God. Be teachable. Obey the word of God. He's our master. That's who God is. And who God employed. Make disciples, his students. He has promises to give us. When we're obedient, we're going to be in fellowship with Christ for eternity. We're going to be in fellowship and love with Christ forever. He's going to be in love with us forever. And then the word go on to say that he's going to honor us. The Father will honor us. Do you know what a blessing it is to be honored by the Father? Hey, you can't get no higher honor than that. I don't care what kind of pat they give you, what kind of statue or whatever it is they give you. It ain't that is not the highest honor. The highest honor is to be honored by the Father. He says the Father will honor us That is such a blessing if we serve him the way he say, if we keep his commandments, if we obedient to his word. How great of an honor it is that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and it haven't even entered into the heart of man. This great honor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he going to do it. We better believe this word of God. Whose report shall we believe? Don't you know when he called Jesus, sent Jesus down to serve him, wrapped him in flesh? He sent his only begotten son to serve, to be obedient, to do what he say do. Jesus said, let this cup, take this cup. But he had to drink from the cup. And we got to drink from the cup. We got to serve God with gladness. We got to keep his command to the fullest. We got to be obedient to God. We got to be the servant that God is calling for in these last days that we hear. I just thank God that he sent Jesus down to die for us. I thank God that Jesus asked God to take this cup, but God didn't take it. Jesus had to drink from the cup to serve God in the name of Jesus. And I'm glad today that the Father sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to die for my sins on that old rugged cross. I'm glad today that Jesus, he served God. I'm glad today that Jesus, he served the Father. I'm glad today that God sent Jesus, wrapped him in human flesh, sent him down, let him go through all of what he went through, just for all of my hang-ups. I'm glad today that Jesus died on that old rugged cross. Jesus, he died on the cross for my sins and for your sins. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm glad today that Jesus died for us on today. I'm glad that he did not come down from that old rugged cross. I'm glad today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do me like that. Can't nobody die for me but Jesus. Could nobody have used, God could have used, but his only begotten son to send him down, to be hung up for all of your hang-ups, to be hung up for all of your wrongdoing, to be hung up for all of my lies, for be hung up for all of the things that he done, that we've done. I'm so glad today. And that's not the end. When he died, the Father raised him from the dead. I'm telling you, he raised him up. He's not finished serving him. Jesus is serving right today. And we got to serve too. If Jesus has to serve, we got to serve too. I'm so glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. And I thank God on today that I can be a servant of God. I thank God today that he can use me to help somebody, to say a word to somebody, to love somebody, to hug somebody. In the name of Jesus, I just want to be used by God. I just want to serve God with all that I have. In the name of Jesus, I'm not worried about the blessing. I'm not worried about a cash app. I'm not worried about money. God got my reward, and I'm glad today that he is my God, and he loves me. I thank God today. I thank him today that I can serve him with all of my heart, with all of my strength, with everything that I have. God's going to give you a door. He's going to open a door for you to serve, and I suggest that you walk through it on today. God is a good God. And he's so worthy to be loved and to be honored, to worship. I'm glad today. God is a good God. He's worthy to be praised. I just thank God for this opportunity to let somebody know it's an honor, and not just me saying it's an honor. The word of God says he's going to honor us when we serve him the way we're supposed to. This one, 26, St. John 12 and 26 say he's going to honor us. It's a blessing to be honored by God. And I thank him on today that he can honor us. I thank God because I give him all the honor and all the praise and all the glory. This is the word of God for the people of God on today. I want you all to take this thing, this word, to serve God and not man. It won't get you nowhere to try to serve man and please man. But when you do serve man, let it be for God. Let God tell you what to do. Don't you go trying to serve man because man say do. But you do it because God instruct you in what to do for man. So I thank God today for this word. This word right here was just what God told me to say today. I don't know who it's for. It is probably for me first, I know. But to whoever it's for, you better do the best that you can with it. You better serve God with all of your heart. You better serve him the way he tell you to. Don't do it. Don't do it no other kind of way. Do it with God, how God instructs you to do it. Hear the voice of God. If you have an ear to hear, hear the word of God. Serve God with gladness. Trying to serve God and you don't want to do it. You better serve him with gladness in the name of Jesus. So this is the word of God for the people of God on today. We're going to go right on into our altar call on today. You know, it's always room at the cross. I don't care what nobody say. It's been room for people for over 2,000 years, and it's going to be always room at the cross for anybody. So I'm just opening up the doors of the church. Is there anyone that want to come into this church and this ministry? This is your time now. You don't even have to come into this ministry. You can just join the universal church. Worship God with spirit and truth. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come humbly before your throne of grace today. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. Father, I come right now, God, asking you right now, God, to touch every heart today. Yeah. Touch every spirit today. Take over and take control today, God. I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to pull them in, God, and draw them in today, Lord. You know who they are, Lord. And I ask you to cover everyone, God, under the sound of my voice on today. I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to cover their families today. Encamp angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, to touch their bodies on today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you today to look down and have mercy. Send more of your mercy, God. You say we have new mercy every day, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, God. Let your healing virtue come now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know who they are. Lord, I don't know how to pray for them, God. I ask your Holy Spirit of God to touch every one of them. You know what they need on today. Touch right now, God. Touch right now, God. Heal right now, God. We bind up the spirit of infirmity today. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I bind up every strong man in their lives today. I bind them up in the name of Jesus, away from their lives today. In the name of Jesus, I bind up every witch. I bind up every wizard. I bind up every warlock. I bind up every
canceling on assignment. Your assignment is canceled today in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no power. You have no authority in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind you up today. I cast you out today. I command you to go in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, to cover today, God. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you, God. We need you on today, God, every minute of this day, every second, every hour of the day, Lord. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it, Lord. Lord, just pull them in, God, and draw them in, God, and let them come running asking them what they must do to be saved in the mighty name of Jesus. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we need you, God. We need you, Lord. We can't do this thing without you, Lord. We need you on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just lead and guide them, God. Strengthen them where they weak. Build them up today, Lord, where they torn down, God. Lord, I ask you to let them leave every concern, every worry, every problem, every trouble at this altar, God. You say the battle is not ours. It belongs to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them leave it right there, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you, 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 Jesus. We can't do it without you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we have shall not. You are Redeemer. You are Savior, Lord. We need you today, God. We're calling on your name today, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We can't do it without you, Lord. We thank you today. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the shed blood. You know it's power in the blood of Jesus. It's power in the blood. It's power in the blood. Hallelujah. We thank you today, God. We thank you for shedding your blood on the cross for us. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for moving by your spirit, God. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise today. We give you glory today. We ask every request in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. We just give God praise for today. We just magnify his name today, and we just thank him for everything that he's doing. We thank God today for his anointing. We thank God for letting his power fall on today. I don't know about you, but I felt the power of the Holy Ghost today. I felt his power. I felt the anointing fall on today. And I just give God praise. I give him glory. I ask him all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, amen, amen. And we just thank and praise God for this opportunity. We thank and praise God for this opportunity to worship together in the name of Jesus. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. And I thank everyone for joining and tuning in with us on this radio broadcast on today. I give God praise and glory. Does anyone have anything to say, any comments before we get ready to close out?
How's it going? Everything's good.
Amen. We're going to get ready to close out. Hallelujah. I've had such a blessed time and a good time on today. God is a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. We're going to get ready to close out. We thank and praise God for this opportunity. We will be right back here the next Sunday for our worship. We give God praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you right now, God. We give you glory right now, God. We magnify your name right now, God. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice on today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless our families. Lord, keep a hedge of protection around them for the weak, God. Just bless them, God.
And we thank you for your anointing on today. We just thank you right now, God, and bless the children as they on their way back and forth to school, God. Keep the sea covered, Lord, all over the earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. And I just want to thank all of the end time men and women who support Outreach Church and the prayer room ministry. I thank you all for praying for me because it was too it was two on here today and pulling at my spirit. They both hung up. One of them didn't have sense enough to mute the phone, but it's okay. They stayed on the whole time. That last one from the 929 number, but the other one was from a 708 number. And I could feel them pulling on my spirit. And when I ask you all to pray, that's what I mean, because I could feel them pulling on me. So I thank God for you all and the prayers that you prayed and binding these demons up, because, you know, I can't do it all, you know, and I ain't trying to do it all. That's what I got y'all for, to help me in these kind of things like this. But I just thank God for each one of you all, and I know you prayed for me because I could feel it come back to me. So God bless y'all. Y'all have a good day. God bless you. I love y'all. Amen. God bless. Have a good day.
Amen. God bless.
Love you.
God bless. I love you.
Love you all. Play my strength too, please. Amen.
Okay.
I'm going to call you about
God bless. Okay.
Amen. Okay. God bless
God
you.
Bless you.
Love you all.
God bless.
Amen.
You. Love you too. God
bless
you. God bless. Love you.
God bless you. Love you.